It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week is all about milestones. Not that first smile or those first baby steps, but the milestones our older kids go through.
Today we're talking about one that's cringe-worthy, the first broken heart. Our oldest kids are only 11, but we know it's coming. And some of you might be there right now, though, and are looking for ways to help your child deal with this cruddy rite of passage.
As always, we did our homework on this and found some great advice. We can't shield our kids from experiencing a broken heart, and we can't take the pain away, but we can remember what it felt like when it happened to us. That will take us to a place of empathy, which is what they're going to need right now.
One warning about thinking back, though. You might be tempted to say, I know how you feel, but don't. And here are a few other things not to say. There are other fish in the sea. I told you so. Or I never liked him anyway. Instead, listen without judgment so they can process their feelings, which will hopefully help them heal a little faster.
Offering a shoulder to cry on can help too, but they might also need some space. Nobody reacts the same way, so just try to take cues from your teenager about what they might need from you and try to give them that.
The last piece of advice is practice patience. Do you remember your own first broken heart? It was up and down. There's no exact timetable for getting past heartbreak, and there will be relapses.
So true. Well, for more parenting info, visit our website, nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.